Hello, everyone. I'm here with my next episode, and I wanted to kind of backtrack a little bit from my topic that the last few episodes, where we're kind of drilling down into your personal style and how to, refresh a room without spending a lot of money and a lot of effort on your part and time. But I'm going to backtrack because one of the biggest complaints I'm getting, and I know I've already talked about this subject before, but it just keeps coming up even for me, myself, with this issue, and that's clutter. So let's try this again. I've got some more maybe better tips that I may not have come across the last time I did an episode on how to clear the clutter. So I'm going to revisit that topic again this week just to help everyone. That's really your baseline. You've got to get rid of your clutter before you can even revamp, refresh, or whatever. If there's any, now some of you may not have any clutter, and if you don't, I'm kind of jealous, but this can work for everyone, even if you have just a closet or, you know, a whole one room with a lot of clutter. So let me go into a few of the things, but, you know, truly one of the biggest complaints people have about their houses is there's not enough storage space. In fact, lack of space is sometimes the number one reason people decide to, you know, buy a bigger house. But for a lot of us, you know, buying a bigger house just isn't in the cards right now. So, you know, here's some steps you can take to better utilize the space that you do have. So, you know, this may seem like a no-brainer, but the best way to create storage space is to get rid of things you don't need. And I know this is easier said than done for a lot of people, and I'm probably at the top of the list on that. So I definitely know that I'm saying this, but it's not easy. But it's worth it. So if you're someone who likes to hold on to everything and, you know, have trouble deciding what to throw out, you know, here's some helpful tips on how to clear out, you know, common household items. First topic or area is clothes. So a helpful trick for that I read about and I thought was a great idea is for getting rid of unworn clothes is to hang everything in your closet backwards. And then with the hanger hook facing toward, you know, or away from you. As you wear items throughout the year, hang them back up the correct way. At the end of the year, you know, whatever's still facing backwards, you need to really take a look at it because you haven't touched it or worn it in a year. So additionally, you know, you should clean out your drawers between seasons. And, you know, if you haven't worn an item for an entire season, chances are, you know, you're not going to wear it next year either. So a lot of people like to hold on to clothes that, you know, maybe they were a little thinner at the time with the hopes that, all right, I might get to wear this again. But, you know, that's fine if you really want to keep those things. We all do that. So, you know, just put them away in another drawer and keep it in your head that, hey, if I lose weight, I can go to that drawer and wear those clothes I haven't been able to wear. Maybe it'll motivate you. If any of you have kids and there's toys around, you know how quickly toys can accumulate and take over your house. So, you know, if it isn't consistently played with, it's hard to convince a child they no longer need that particular toy. So, you know, if something hasn't, same thing almost with the clothes. If something hasn't been touched in a little while, take it away, put it in a closet and kind of wait and see if, you know, your son or daughter asks for that toy. If not, after a certain period of time, maybe you will feel, you know, better about donating it. Let's see, papers and perishables. The papers are one of my biggest problems. You know, if you have piles of junk mail and letters from home from school, old art projects, you know, grocery receipts, that type of thing. You know, don't worry, you're not alone. You know, we all have that. In the hustle and bustle of everyday life, it's easy to let things pile up. So take time to go through those piles. Just set aside 20 minutes and go through a pile or whatever and get rid of what you don't need. I bet half of what's in there and is no longer relevant, because that's what I end up finding when I go through some of my stuff. I'm like, this receipt is from 8 months ago. I don't need it. So, you know, do that. And then even clear out a drawer or a file cabinet to store the stuff in instead of leaving the things you do need to keep, you know, out on a desk or kitchen counter or, you know, whatever. Let's see, miscellaneous junk. We all have that infamous junk drawer in our house, even maybe more than one, if you're like me. And these drawers hold everything from, you know, old birthday candles, pins, safety pins, broken pens, whatever. You know, chances are, if you're like me again, you could throw the whole thing out and nobody would ever miss any of it. But for some reason, I just can't seem to do it. So, you know, a few times a year, try to go through those drawers and, you know, get rid of anything that you really know shouldn't even be in there, or, you know, you don't need it anymore. Then, you know, the key here is to look at what you can pack away. So put away everything that you're not using during a particular time of year. So, for instance, you know, obviously if you're up in the north or cold weather areas, you know, winter jackets and boots and sleds and all that kind of stuff, you know, could be put away. And you want to move those items to the more permanent storage when they're not actually being used at all. And some good ideas of where to store things, and this is kind of self-explanatory, but, you know, you can put some stuff in your attic. Even under the bed, there are some neat plastic bin things that are made to slide under your bed. And, you know, last resort, and I mentioned this before, and I've mentioned it to sellers a lot, sometimes it's worth it to rent a storage unit. You can usually get a 5x5 foot unit for, you know, somewhere between $75 to $130 a month, maybe. I'm sorry, that's for the bigger unit. The smaller unit, you can get maybe the 5x5, maybe $40 to $50 a month. It might be worth it if it will help you feel so much better about your home to just kind of store away certain things that you know you just can't get rid of right now, but you're not even using. So, you know, consider that as an alternative. And then my biggest advice is to invest in smart storage. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you're struggling to find space in your house, luckily there's many options, you know, to organize and save room in the storage space you do have. So I recommend those vacuum sealed bags. These bags will, you know, compress clothes, pillows, blankets, and other soft items too. It really is amazing. It practically flattens those things out, and you can store so much more in say a closet or, you know, even in your garage or basement. Then I'm obsessed with these stackable storage bins. So if you're really running out of space in drawers or closets, you know, organize your items into those plastic bins, label them and stack them in the garage, or if you're lucky enough to have basement down there or whatever. So, and then shelvings and cabinets, you can get some really inexpensive storage cabinets. I put some in my garage and I've really been able to, you know, store quite a bit of stuff out there. So, you know, even I love what I call hidden storage. It's kind of a new decor item, and that is these ottomans that the top opens up and you can store stuff in there. Same thing with some of the new coffee tables. The top actually lifts up and there's an area of storage underneath. So, you know, little hidden things like that can really help you get a little more organized. So I hope this topic helped you a little bit, or even if you could pick one little idea out of what I said and it makes a difference in the look of your home, then I'm happy. So join me again. Hopefully next week I'll have another episode, and we'll keep on chipping away and trying to make your home much more open, welcome, and homey. Thanks for being a listener, and enjoy your week.